All of the newest episodes of Note to Self are now available on the Luminary podcast app. It's free to download, and you can also listen to other podcasts from WNYC studios like Radiolab, Two Dope Queens, Snap Judgment, Here's the Thing with Alec Baldwin, and others. Luminary Premium is the only place where you can enjoy the entire new season of Note to Self, plus new original podcasts you won't find anywhere else, from Trevor Noah, Roxane Gay, Guy Raz, Lena Dunham, and many more. And you can enjoy them ad-free. Start your free trial by going to luminary.link/note to self or download the Luminary app for free.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is New Tech City, WNYC's weekly look at how technology is changing the way New Yorkers live. I'm Manoush Zomorodi. This week, tech and transportation. We'll have an update on when our subways are getting Wi-Fi and an app for the most neurotic commuters. You know who you are. But first, a traffic update. The United Nations annual General Assembly opens today. Heads of state from around the world will gather at the UN's headquarters on Manhattan's East Side. And that means checkpoints, street closures, and gridlock. And adding to the traffic mess, President Obama will also be here tonight for a fundraiser with Beyoncé and Jay-Z. Big events like these, they test our patience, but they also test the new technologies that the city's been putting in place to manage traffic. With me is Alex Goldmark with WNYC's Transportation Nation. And Alex, let's start with what sort of technology the city's been using, and not just on General Assembly days, every day.
Right. Traffic is a complicated problem. There's about 12,500 intersections that are sending people in different directions at all times. And the city has spent about $300 million on high-tech toys to turn them into a much more fluid system. So there's this program called Midtown in Motion. It covers about 200 square blocks, like the worst blocks in the city, the ones that are clogged up today because of the General Assembly. And there's sensors, there's cameras, there's microwave sensors, there's easy pass readers. They're lined up at these intersections, and they send all of the information about what cars are doing to a mission control style center called the Traffic Management Center in Queens. And there, a team of people are watching which streets are going too slow, which streets are wide open. And they're changing red to green in real time. And sometimes they're saying, hey, let's make these green go ahead at a certain speed. And other times, let's make them all go red and all go green at the same time. I'm sure when you've driven, sometimes you've noticed you just get to keep riding. And other times it's everything turns red. There's a person sometimes there pushing a button because maybe a few blocks over there's a double parked car causing a traffic jam or maybe a roadblock.
What about subways, buses, the public transportation system for you know, our daily commute, most of us?
So New York is trying to do a bunch of different things by making people want to ride the subway more. A lot of that is in apps. But what we don't have that we really want that would be a high-tech tool is real-time information on where the subways are exactly then. If there's a sick passenger, you want to be able to know right there on your app, beep, 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 don't take the A train, walk a few blocks over and take the 2-3, right? We don't have that yet. Even if you're on the station, you get to see that there is 5 minutes until your next train, but there's nothing that's piping it out yet. A lot of other cities, they do have that.
How do we compare to these other cities? Why? I mean, come on, we're New York. We should have things like this.
Well, we should, right? That's the way we think of it. But in truth, because we're in New York, it's actually harder to do it here. We have an older subway system. It's more complicated to lay down sensors when you have way more track than, say, a Boston or a San Francisco, where there's just fewer miles of track to monitor and pipe out into high-tech apps.
We're talking a lot about apps, but what about people like my mom who don't have a smartphone?
Did your mom text?
Yes, she
okay.
does,
texting.
Actually.
We're working towards, and we have on some bus lines here already, the MTA has made it so that you can text the number on the bus stop and say, hey, I'm here, when's the next bus coming? It's called Next Bus. And then it'll say 5 minutes or 10 minutes or the nearest bus is at such and such. And that works on a few routes already. It seems to be pretty popular and it's actually designed for the kind of people who ride the bus and don't have a smartphone.
Alex Goldmark with Transportation Nation, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And to hear how Alex describes what the future of transit might look like, go to our website, wnyc.org/tech. Okay, so that's the situation above ground. Now let's go below, to the subway. This month marks 1 year since the MTA and its partners began rolling out cell service in select subway stations. In June, they started adding Wi-Fi as well. Reporter Tracy Samuelson went into the tunnels to see how and if it's working.
I'm on the L at 14th Street Union Square when I realize I'm going to be about 5 minutes late to talk to someone for this story.
Shoot, I am late. Okay. Just going to send off my email, apologizing.
Except Union Square isn't wired yet. Only 6 stations are up and running so far. 30 more will come online on the west side between October and December. But the next stop, 6th Avenue, does have service. So I have my email ready.
And, yep, there we go. Just went through.
This is progress, right?
If you look around the world at other megacities, New York is probably the furthest behind in terms of the technology infrastructure in the subways.
Anthony Townsend is a visiting scholar at NYU's Rudin Center. He says most other major cities already have their stations wired, and some even wire the tunnels in between for uninterrupted service, unlike New York. So when the city's project is completed in 2016, we'll have a system that's years behind what cities like Hong Kong and Singapore already have.
So this is an antenna. We had this specially designed.
Mark Parr heads technology for Transit Wireless, the company wiring these stations. He says his system is designed to expand into the tunnels, but right now, wiring the stations is hard enough, especially because New York subways run 24/7. Most other metro systems don't. And even though service is limited to the stations, Parr says lots of people are already using it.
We have several thousand people a day logging on to use the Wi-Fi.
For the time being, corporate sponsors are paying to keep that Wi-Fi free for users. And so far, AT&T and T-Mobile are the only carriers offering cell service to their customers. The revenues from all these deals are split 50-50 between Transit Wireless and the MTA. For WNYC, I'm Tracy Samuelson.
Before we go, I couldn't let a segment about transportation pass by without sharing an app that I find vital to getting around town.
One of the navigation apps I use the most, I think, is pretty symbolic of New Yorkers' somewhat neurotic nature. With the Exit Strategy app, I can figure out which subway car I should board so that when I arrive at my destination, I can be as close as possible to the exit I need, therefore saving precious minutes that could be wasted walking behind slow tourists or, God forbid, school children on a field trip.
What about you? Which app do you tap or scroll to most often? Tell us at our website. It's wnyc.org/tech. Or let us know on Twitter at New Tech City. Oh, and by the way, now you can also take this program with you as a podcast. Get it free on iTunes. I'm Manoush Samarodi, and this is New Tech City from WNYC.